get right into it. As, again, we've got a full slate of coaches. We bring in and welcome back our good friend John McDermott, the new coach of the Oberlin Lady Phoenix, as John comes over after many years at North Olmsted. John, we were laughing. You used to sell with us at WEOL. And
we did a lot of laughing then.
We well, that's more crying when it came to yours. But great to have you back in Lorain County. You were in North Olmsted for how long?
The last 10 years, boys. 8 years with the girls and boys again.
And I know you really liked it over there. What brought you back? Why did you take the Oberlin job?
Well, I'm technically still in North Olmsted working at the high school, but the Oberlin job I had my eye on for last couple years. You know, the funny thing is Brian Joyner, who was the coach the last 2 years at Oberlin, actually played for me at Southview. And I told him, we opened up the season a couple years ago, his first year with Oberlin. And I told him, I said, hey, as soon as you're ready to give this up, you know, let me know, wink or nudge me or something. Because Oberlin's just a basketball town, you know, and growing up the way that I did, you know, with my dad and around all the local sports, if it wasn't a Dave Zavara coach team, then Oberlin was the place to be. And if it was, then it was a shootout. It was the Walsh Savara shootout. But other than that,
he's starting already.
Well, he's starting, but you can finish it, Dave, if you want.
I can't talk basketball.
I'll be nice. I know John had some tough times at North Domes. He had some good teams, but it was always enjoyable to coach against John. We had a good time. Sometimes he lost his assistant coach.
Yeah.
but it was just a great relationship.
So tell us a little bit about it. I know it's very early, but coming over, how did your summer go? When did you take the position? What can you tell us about this year's team?
Took the position at the beginning of the summer, and summer was a little bit rough because we're still sort of going through the changes at Oberlin to understand and accept that basketball needs to be a priority. You know, and we were talking before we went on air here about the kids shooting and how sports are so – you know, specialized nowadays. Well, in Oberlin, they're not. You know, there's not that many girls, so they're so spread out all over the map. We have soccer, we have softball, we have right now indoor track. There's a girls wrestling team starting this year. So they're busy doing a lot of different things. So summertime, we just took it as whoever can make it in can make it in. And we had some open gyms where we'd have three or four girls. Okay, well, we turned open gym into skills workouts. We had a miniature summer league going, Sandusky, Edison, Lorain High and us over at our place 3 Mondays in a row. And we had about 10 or 11 girls, you know, show up and take part in that. But then I wouldn't see them again. So it was kind of funny, you know, first day of practice, you know, we're still going through the introductions. Hey, how you doing? I'm Coach McDermott. Nice to meet you. Hey, I saw you on film. And I said to my assistant coach, Bellany Barnes, whose daughter Dia is one of our seniors. I said, it's kind of funny how they say that on TV, and it's not good in my case, but in TV, puts weight on you, does all this stuff. I said, it must put height on you, too, because when I'm watching film of these girls, they look a lot bigger. And now they're a lot smaller in person. But that's how we got rolling. But it was a good summer. I mean, it was good to sort of ease into it and understand what we needed to do and what direction we needed to take.
Tell us about some of the young ladies on the team. Who are some of the girls you're counting on?
Well, we have five seniors coming back. We have five seniors coming back from last season. Dia Barnes is our big girl in the middle. She's probably pushing 6 foot, and she's going to be in the volleyball all-star game tomorrow night. Another senior, Desiree Randleman, she'll be in the volleyball all-star game tomorrow night as well. Karen Martinez, who was just named second team all-state in soccer. She had a great soccer season, so I'm hoping that rolls over. You know, some leadership and some success, because that's really one of the things that we're lacking is that success component. We have a junior, Clara McCowan, coming back. Candace Locklear, the famous Locklear name of Oberlin. You know, they're all stud athletes throughout Oberlin, the Locklears. So we have a good nucleus, you know, coming back. Caitlin Streeter, we talked about her a little bit before. She's another soccer player that's bringing that success over. Let's see, Mackenzie Rivera. She got good minutes for him last year as well. And then I have a couple sophomores that I'm really going to be counting heavy on. Janiyah Bowen Pride, and her brother is on the boys' team, and he's a flat-out stud from everything I understand. Haven't had a chance to see him play yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And then another sophomore, Leah Lucky, who's probably 5'8", 5'9", and she's a good-sized kid, and she's real raw. But I have old Coach Naples working with her, so I'm sure it's going to flip that switch anytime now.
Coach, I won't try to say this in a nice way, because I'm obviously older than you are. But I think for Oberlin to hire you was a great idea and a great hire, because going back to what you said earlier, being flexible at Oberlin with all these kids involved in other sports. You know, a young kid comes in, he's going to say, or she's going to say, basketball.
Yes.
But you and myself, being through experience and going through things, you have to be flexible, which I think is a great idea for them to do that.
Sure, nowadays, definitely. We were talking about JO volleyball and, you know, just places like this. I mean, just where you see kids have such an interest in one sport. And back in our day, it was, okay, what season is it? It's basketball season, I'm in the gym. It's spring, I'm running track, playing baseball, playing softball, you know, football season, you know, whatever it is, you just bounce from season to season. And in Oberlin, just because of the numbers, and that took a little bit of getting used to, because at North Olmsted, our numbers weren't fantastic, but we would get 10, 11, 12 girls at an open gym, so we could get playing and getting going, where that's a Division I school, and I'm at a Division IV now. So once I got understood that and got, you know, a good feeling about that, then, yeah, just roll with it, see what happens.
And it's not, listen to things in the street, not only your school, but I heard of other schools, are actually practicing with freshman boys,
sure,
because they don't have enough girls to go against them as far as being competitive.
Sure, we have.
So, you know, kids get involved, like you're saying again, involved in different things. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get people involved in just one year sport.
Mm-hmm. We have Monroeville coming over to scrimmage tomorrow night, and got a text from their coach saying he's bringing about 13 girls, JV and varsity mix, from injuries and from other things. I mean, everybody's pretty much in the same boat. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have 19 in the program. We were hoping to have a freshman team this year, and we thought with the sixth quarter, you know, when they extended six quarters, maybe you could pull something like that off. But we have six of the 19 are freshmen. And we have a really good eighth grade class. You know, they're like 3-0 right now. And seventh graders, I believe, are 2-1. And we have a great youth program. You know, Bryce Johnson, our athletic director, his daughter is going to be something special. She's coming through. Morgan Jones, who played at Oberlin, he has his daughter coming through. So we're starting to see some of those familiar names. And the good thing is the dads are getting involved. You know, they're getting involved and they're helping out and they're taking a part in it. And, you know, it makes life easy on me.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned names, too, and I'm looking at Barnes and Randleman. Those are names I'm familiar with when it comes to Oberlin Athletics.
Sure. Dia's dad, Earl Barnes, he's played. She has a little brother, Daryl Barnes. You guys keep that name in mind. He's in sixth grade right now. He is going to be a flat-out stud.
Okay, Eric Rothgary. Yeah. He always tells me about the second grader in St. Whatever, and I'm like, tell me about her in 10 years. You know, I mean,
you'll see him quicker
than 10
years.
Now when he tells me about a second grader, I'm like, tell somebody else about her. But
sure, the Randlemans and the Locklears and the Barnes, yeah, definitely.
So what are the expectations or any hopes for year one? What do you try to get done, John, in year one?
Well, even when I took over North Olmsted all those years ago, I'm not the kind that wants to come in and rebuild at the expense of any of the kids. You know, the seniors have put in their time. It's not their fault that here comes
Knucklehead. They hired you.
Exactly. They had nothing to do with it. But to make the most of it for the seniors, to let them really have a good send-off, let them, you know, go about their business, while at the same time trying to develop the younger levels. It's good with the smaller numbers because it's easier to use the freshmen, easier to get the sophomores, you know, involved, while still allowing the seniors to have their run. I was mentioning the day before at North Olmsted, at this time of year, I was always really excited because, okay, yeah, I think I have something here. And then I'd flip over, you know, in your magazine and see Avon Lake, Avon, Olmsted Falls, Berea, Amherst, and think, oh, Lord, here we go. Where this year the schedule is a little more friendly, I'll put it that way.
You're Division IV school.
Yeah, exactly. Playing other Division IVs.
Not playing D1.
Exactly.
Right.
And to me, with that knowledge from the past of what kind of brick wall we were hitting in the SWC, you know, to come in here, it's going to be even that much more enjoyable because there isn't that, oh, God, here we go again feeling. It's more of a let these girls enjoy it, you know, and then we'll go from there.
Well, great. Dave, anything else for Coach?
Well, I have one question for you. The new rule nowadays, the two-shot fouls. How do you feel about that new rule?
I think for us, it's going to allow us to be a little bit more physical because it's restarting every quarter. So we got five licks, and with Corey sitting back here, I should probably whisper this, but, you know, with him sitting on top of the conference, you know, we can throw an elbow, a little extra
little
hip there.
Run.
Yeah, exactly. You know, play a little rougher, get down and dirty. Every quarter it restarts. So I kind of like the rule. We can't make free throws anyway. So 1-on-1 just gets things going quicker. They may change the rule back for us.
So for our listeners that don't know what you guys are talking about, sometimes in radio we try to explain things. You know, you're talking about changing the rule from the 1-on-1 after 7 fouls and a half. I'm assuming you're talking about going to 2 foul shots on the fifth foul every quarter, just like it is in the pros.
Yeah, I think what it is, they're lining everything up for shot clock, and this is just one of the steps in that direction. But the five fouls a quarter instead of the seven and then 10 with the double bonus, you go right to two shots right after that fifth. But then, like you said, after every quarter, it goes back to zero.
And there'll be no double bonus because you're in it.
Once
you're
at
five, it doesn't matter. Okay, great. Your thoughts on the LC8, or have you even thought about it since you're taking things over now?
I'm excited to be back in Lorain County. I was at the first Coach Association meeting. Cuyahoga County, the thing that isn't understood is until you've been there, and with my media background, I completely understand it. You have so many teams in Cuyahoga County, and they don't get half the coverage. They don't get the great WOL coverage. They don't get the newspapers and all this different stuff. You're pretty much out there unless you're the game of the week, okay, unless you're the big time. You know, they don't have nights like this. So being in Lorain County, back to Lorain County, and being in the LC8, it's a good little conference. It's, you know, great guys, you know, great girls, great ladies. I say girls because I'm one of the old-timers now. Great people. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, going, seeing some new gyms. I haven't been to Firelands Gym yet. You know, the Columbia Gym, I spent a few years with Brian Kelly over there, so
right.
I'm very familiar with that place, and it's going to be a struggle when we go over there. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be very enjoyable.
Great. Well, John, we want to wish you and the Oberlin Phoenix the best of success. It's great to have you back
Thank you.
Lorain County. You're one of our favorites. And, you know, I got a North Olmsted shirt from you once, so
maybe
we'll see if you got like a 2.5X, maybe.
Hey, and Trina, if you're home taping this, make sure you get the part where he likes me and he's happy to have me.